All right, so number one was Lydian. Now we're on number two. It says a bright six. So first thing we do is just play it. You know, you can analyze to death, but it's easy to pick the wrong tonic if you don't play it, like I was saying before. If, you know, you can just say, well, maybe C will be the tonic, or maybe E minor will be the tonic. And then your mode, you'll technically come up with the same notes, right? But the mode will be different. Does that make any sense? But okay. So the only way to know is to just play it first.
Just from what I know about theory, though, before we even play it, that looks like it would be key G. The Ionian would be G, that is. So, and that sounds to me like it's going to be
Yeah, because it would be 4, 5, and 6, right? Yeah, and so it sounds like it could be Aeolian.
Aeolian, you could, yeah.
Is that what you meant, G Ionian?
The parent scale would be G.
Yeah, right.
G major. And then I'm going to guess that we're in E minor in the Aeolian.
And you would be correct. Let's play and see if you're right, though.
Okay.
I already gave away the punchline, but okay. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And how you would know you would be correct is because, like, if you thought C was the tonic, and you just, you know, it doesn't sound like you're at home on that chord. It doesn't sound like you're at home on D. It only sounds like you're at home on, you know, so that's how to determine it. All right, and so you're right, it's E minor Aeolian.
E minor Aeolian.
How do you know it wasn't, you know, like one of the other minors, like Dorian or Phrygian or something?
I've identified the parent scale as G, so that settles it for me.
You know, yes, correct. For those wondering about that, maybe some people listening don't understand that. Why couldn't it be Phrygian? I'll tell you why it couldn't be Phrygian, because the D chord has an F sharp in it.
F sharp in Phrygian.
It would have to be D minor for it to be Phrygian.
Right.
And so even just a simple chord progression, two or three chords, gives away a mode sometimes. Sometimes there's, in tunes in real life, there's modes mixed, like in House of the Rising Sun. I'm digressing for a second. You got A minor, C, and then D major. So that sounds like Dorian, but then the next chord is F. So in real life, can you mix the modes? For sure you can. That's the only mixture. Well, there's an E7 in there too, which is kind of like a harmonic minor, but
right.
You can drive yourself nuts with this stuff. But in real life, you can mix them. But generally, simple rock tunes don't. They don't mix them. So here we go. We're gonna blow around in E minor Aeolian, right?
Right.
So you can do the soloing or make up melodies right away. I'll do the chords.
Okay.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You could also use pentatonics on here. Any guesses as to what?
I did a little bit.
I thought you were. Which one?
I don't know. I did it by ear. I didn't even think where I was.
Okay. Well, what's the obvious one if you're in E minor?
Well, E minor pentatonic.
E minor pentatonic. Yep. So that's a whole business unto itself. Can you play like a run on the pentatonic and then put in the color tone? you know, that's a whole lesson unto itself, is mixing pentatonics in major scales. And when I say major scale, I mean of whatever mode you're in, right? So here we go. Some colorful. So let me demonstrate for a second.
Sure.
So. Nothing, just right out of the E minor. And then. And it sounded a little more melodic, right? Now I'm back to pentatonics. And now I'm back to major. Makes me sound, you know, multi, whatever the word is, multifaceted. I don't know if that's a real word. So
sure it is.
That's something to think about. Do you want another shot at that?
One more.
All right, one, two, three, four, five, six. Beautiful. So we had number two is indeed Aeolian. So we got Lydian number one, number two is Aeolian.